So we said that the Mittel Rebbe traveled to Hadich to go to his father's oil. And he stopped saying Chassidus on the way there, but when he got there, he started saying Chassidus again. And one of the Maimarim he said was an explanation as to why Jewish boys as younger 5 or 6 were being drafted in the army. Meaning not that they would go to the army at 5 or 6. They would go to some peasant's home until they turned 18, and then they would go to the army for 25 years. And he explained that the nature of a person is that when they're not allowed to do something, a person wants to do it. So in this case, Jewish soldiers are being forcibly denied the opportunity to do any mitzvahs. So their desire to do a mitzvah is stronger. We see this, by the way, in Russia, in communist Russia. Yet so many Yidden who mamish under communism, they risk their lives and everything. And then they come to America, they're nowhere near as, not all of them, but I'm saying many of them came to America, and they stopped being the way they were in Russia, so powerful and strong in Torah mitzvahs. Because when someone's telling you no, it's a teenager thing to do, right? You want to do whatever your parents say, you do the opposite. So you want the kid not to clean the house, you say, don't even think about cleaning the house. And he'll say, yeah, watch me. And he'll do it, right? Like, none of your parents ever did this? Anyways, so the Mittel Rebbe continues, says, right now, since many Yidden are doing mitzvahs without feelings, they're just doing it because, oh, there's a checklist. Yeah, Tzivos Hashem checklist. Daven Shacharis today, check. Negavasser, check. Tzitzis, check. There's no feeling. It's just about, oh, I got to do everything on the list. So the Gezeira will cause them to want to do mitzvahs more. Now, Chas V'Shalom to say it's to punish the Jewish people. Rather, it's done to correct a problem. Whatever Hashem does is for the good and the benefit of his people. And this mimer inspired everyone there, as well as those who heard it later, to do tshuva. And the effect that it had on the Hasidim was immediately recognizable. And although the Mittel Rebbe was now saying Maimarim, the Hasidim still saw that he was getting weaker. On Tuesday, Ches Kislev, the Hasidim fasted and said the whole Tillim, hoping to arouse Hashem's compassion and give the Rebbe strength. That night, the Mittel Rebbe instructed the Hasidim to go home and say L'chaim. And he explained that happiness sweetens and therefore could change the severity, the strictness of the judgment. And obeying his wishes, everyone left except for the Rebbe's son, the Rebbe Menachem Nochem, and the Rebbe Shamish, who was there. And listening to him, they heard him repeating in a very strong way, B'yadcha HaKadosha, in your holy hands, V'atahoyra, in pure hands, Hineni Meiser Nashi, I'm giving over my neshama, my neshama, ruchi, v'nishmasi, my spirit, my soul. And in the middle of the night, the Rebbe got up and he called all the chassidim. He said, he wanted to leave the chassidim while saying chassidus. And before he began saying the maimarim, he said a lot of praises about the Jewish nation. And he emphasized how they fulfill the mitzvahs in the best possible way, particularly the mitzvah of tzedakah, despite the fact that the Yidden were not well off and rich and all that stuff. And the Mittel Rebbe said, that shows on their true character. Hashem sees the truth and he knows, yeah, there are problems, but that's a small part of who they really are. Throughout the remainder of the night, the Rebbe said 3 maimarim and gave guidance and instructions to Chassidim who were there. Many of these guidance things that he was giving was like really weird type of messages that no one understood at the time, but only became aware of it years later. So just one example, in the middle of the Maimer, the Rebbe says, Peretz of Smilyan, it's a town, is a fine man. And no one had a clue what the Rebbe was talking about. Years later, when the Tzemach Tzedek sent Rebbe Peretz to become a Rav in the city of Chernigov, The parents was a little bit, I'm not so sure if I should do this. In that city lived a chassid, Reb Moshe Marioff, a very influential community leader. And he publicly, he was known for questioning, is this guy really good to be a Rav? So everyone was scared to like be a Rav there because this guy's going to go publicly and who knows what. And to his surprise, Reb Moshe did everything in his power to help Reb Peretz become the Rav. And once they were having a conversation, Reb Peretz said, you know, I'm very happy that you're helping me, but I want to know why you're helping me and everyone else. You gave it to them. And he said, I was by the Rebbe's Histalkus. Meaning this is at the time of the Tzemach Tzedek. So he meant, obviously, the Friedrich Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe then, which was the Mittler Rebbe. And he said, and one of the things he said is that Peretz is good. Right? He didn't know who Peretz was at the time. So if my Rebbe said, you are good, I'm happy to help you. Anyways, moving on, he turns to his son, the Rebbe turns to his son, Rebbe Menachem Nochem, and he said, you see that my son is setting before its proper time. What does that mean? He says, because 54 years of life is a lot less, is not close to the number of years that my parents lived. Right, it's brought down, in Rashi brings it down right away in the beginning of, I think it's in this week's Parsha, or next week's Parsha, that a person's life, how long they live, is usually similar to their father. So when it gets within 5 years of the parents passing, let's say the parents pass away at 80, so when a guy turns 75, he should start preparing for his death. Now, Mittler Rebbe was 54. That's 14 years less than his father, and way more than 14 years less than his mother. So he said, now the sun that's setting on me will begin to shine again when you use your powers to publish my manuscripts on the entire Torah. And this precious sefer, which is called Torah Chaim, will be a source to those who learn it. Again, for some reason, Torah Chaim only came out on Bereishis and Shemais. We don't have for anything else. And the Rebbe continued, telling his son, the fact that even after my Petira, here's like a passing, I'll be able to continue guiding the public in its service of Hashem, meaning by learning the Rebbe's Chassidus, will help my neshama and Gan Eden shine, since I'll be able to explain the teachings of my Holy Father to whoever will learn my Sefer. Right before sunrise, in the middle of saying the third mimer, and while saying the word Chaim, life, saying a pasuk ki imcha mekar chayim, which means that for you is the source of life, he was nostalgic on his 54th birthday. On that day in Lubavitch, remember this is Niezhin, which is very far from Lubavitch. So on that day, a burning candle was sitting on the table that the Mittler Rebbe usually wrote his chassidus at this table, and somehow it fell over and caused a fire. And the table and many of the manuscripts were burned, and his wife, the Rebbetzin Shena, was only able to save a few notebooks of his Piskei Dinim, like Halacha Shailas, answers, which were published. But again, it's tiny. Whatever was published on Nigla from the Mittler Rebbe is tiny compared to what he actually did. When the Mittler Rebbe wrote, he wrote so quickly that many times the pen would just go off the paper and he would keep writing. So on the table itself was tons of writing and stuff like that. Anyways, the Mittler Rebbe was buried that day in the Yezhin, and the oil was built around his holy resting place shortly afterwards. To this day, thousands of Yidden come there to daven, knowing that in the schus of the tzaddik that's buried there, their tefillahs will be answered and accepted. His son-in-law, the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, he said that a hastalkus as remarkable as this, as the Histalkus of the Mittler Rebbe, has not occurred since the Histalkus of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who is also nostalgic while saying the word Chaim. Yeah. The Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek also said that the Mittler Rebbe's life was completely ruchnius. Right? That we said many times that if someone or if the Mittler Rebbe's finger were to be cut, Chassidus would flow from his veins instead of blood. The Torah says that the days of tzaddikim are complete, meaning that they'll pass away on their birthday. Now, most tzaddikim you see, that's not the case, right? Now, because usually what happens is it happens in a ruchnius type of way for a tzaddik. But very rarely you see that it happens begashmius as well. And the Mittler Rebbe is one of the few people that was like this by, that the Hisdalkus was Tes Kislev on his 54th birthday. He was 54 years old on that day. For his Chassidim, that Wednesday was, it says in Gemara, it says, Bayayim Haravi Nitlu Hama'eiris. Now, literally that means that on Wednesday, what was created on Wednesday? The light, the sun, the moon, the stars, right? So the light was placed in the heavens to shine on the world. Now, the word nitlu could be spelled with a, meaning if you spell it with a tes or a tuf, right? So if you spell it with a tes, it means taken away. That the Gemara doesn't say it with a tes, but if you were to change it, bayimaravi nitlu ar-ayres, meaning the light was taken away, meaning we lost our Rebbe. And Taka, the light of Chassidim, was taken away. And it remained dark for another 6 months. And we'll get to this, the full story in the next, by the Tzemach Tzedek. But eventually the Tzemach Tzedek took over, the Nesiyas. And with this came to an end the 14 years of the Mittler Rebbe's Nesiyas. During that time, the Mittler Rebbe devoted his whole heart and soul to the welfare of the Jewish people. Even though there was tremendous opposition that faced him and the suffering that he had to go through. And he drew hundreds of thousands of Yidden closer to Chassidus during those years. And may we all merit to be connected to him and follow his ways. And over the next few times we do the story, we'll go through a lot of his major contributions, things that he did to help B'nai Yisrael, and then we'll move on to the Rebbe's family and Chassidim.